India's lower order, KL Rahul, come to the rescue as Australia are left to wonder. A whole bunch of what ifs after day four. What if Steve Smith took that catch? What if Josh Hazlewood didn't get injured? What if Mitch Marsh could bowl some overs? But India go past the follow on, and that pretty much confirms that it will be a draw with more interruptions expected on day five. Missed opportunity for Australia, perhaps. Bit of an empty, disappointed feeling from an Aussie perspective, which we'll touch on. But from an Indian perspective, I guess there'll be some relief. Nash, my co-host, India fan. Is that the feeling at this moment in time?
Look, I think Australia are still in the game. I'll say this. There's still an entire day to go. Yes, we will get some rain, but this Indian batting lineup at the moment is very delicate, is fragile. They are still quite a few runs behind. They're 196 runs, 194 runs behind Australia. So, Australia could still turn up tomorrow for the first 10, 15 overs, smack 60, 70 runs around and set India a target to try and get them out. And that could still happen. I'm not saying it's
Gonna
for
need more than
sure
60.
it's for sure the rain will play spoilsport. But when you ask me as an Indian fan, am I relieved? No. It was a great effort from the Indian batting, not the batting lineup, from KL Rahul, Jadeja, Nitish Kumar Reddy, Bumrah, and Akashdeep today, those specific players. It was an amazing effort. All the celebrations that went on in the dressing room, it was just funny because, you are, and there's people, obviously, as social media goes these days, there's people criticizing those celebrations, saying, you're losing, you're wankers, and what are you doing? You're failing. It's just baffling because these people clearly haven't been in a high octane elite sport environment, and that just goes to show like what happens when you play a team sport. You are in that environment where you're playing for your country. You're always mentally switched on. High adrenaline rushing through your body, and such a thing happen when they are least un, you know the, when they are least expected from number 10 and 11, the celebrations are going to come out, the emotions are going to surface, and it was at the end of the day, from an Indian perspective, it was a positive day, because this batting, and I'll come to you as an Australian fan, because this batting display from the lower order now has to inspire the top order. And if they don't draw inspiration from this, it could, I don't know what will. So my question to you from an Australian point of view is, you touched on Steve Smith's catch, which he dropped off the first ball. If Hazelwood was fully fit, do you see a different result?
Steve Smith takes that catch and Josh Hazlewood's fit. I see a different result. I see India bowled out for a cheaper score because K. Rahul gets another 50 from there. And you're exposing the lower order to, and you got a fresh, more fresh attack, right? You got Hazlewood there because so much depended on Stark and Cummins in the end, and they gave their everything. I thought their effort today was superb. And it would have been very different. It's a day of what ifs. And
But as an Australian
I know
fan,
it's a different injury than the one he came into the game with, the
yep.
side. I know it's a calf, but there's always issues around Hazlewood with his fitness. And if he wasn't
Let me ask you
100%
this
fit
though.
coming into the game, just go with bowling. But it's easier to say in
Let me
hindsight, I
ask you this.
suppose.
Is it, do you think, and I'm not trying to stir up a controversy or a conspiracy, but do you think Cricket Australia are trying to save face and maybe, hear me out, maybe Hazelwood has got the same injury, but they don't want to accept that because that will make them look more,
Love a good conspiracy. I love a good conspiracy
Yeah,
theory.
that's right. They just conjured up a new injury that he just sustained a new injury in the game rather than something we thought might not happen, but has happened after all.
It's what everyone assumed at the start, wasn't it? That, when he didn't come on the field at the beginning of the day, that was ringing alarm bells because think to myself, why is Josh Inglis on the field? And then we hear that Josh Hazlewood is not on, and then he bowls a first over, and then there's trouble when he's bowling a short wide trash delivery to KL Rahul that
Yeah.
gets cut for four. That's when you know something's not quite right.
I'm
You
like,
know,
is that Hazelwood? Is that really
yeah, is that
Hazelwood bowling?
Hazelwood? Is that a clone? Is that someone who looks like Hazelwood? Does he have a twin? What's going on? Yeah, and something immediately was off, and the pace
Yes,
was well and truly
yes.
down, and he was off immediately after that. And then you got a situation there where you're relying a lot on Cummins and Stark, who did an incredible job throughout the day. Unfortunately, I thought the tactics at the end to the final two batters in Bumrah and Akash Deep left a bit to be desired, and that's not taking anything away from those two.
It's actually
They
good that
fought
it
really
touched on
well.
that because my next
Hit the
question
top
to
of
you,
off.
yeah, my
Hit the
next
top of
question to
off.
you was, aside from Hazelwood and Mitch Marsh, them not bowling, were those the reason that contributed majorly to the sort of the lower order getting the runs, or do you believe there's some sort of planning, sort of lack of planning or execution from the bowlers?
I thought the bowlers did a good job considering. I thought there was probably a bit of, I was expecting maybe a bit more bite from Nathan Lyon. Didn't quite get the same, the bite maybe that Jadeja got at times. Not to say Jadeja bowled extremely well, but Jadeja got a few to really spin and bounce when he was bowling. And Lyon got a few, but didn't quite threaten as much as I hoped he would. And then, two quicks is tough. And if I speak about the all-rounder, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble because before the second test, I said if your all-rounder is not able to contribute overs, that could come back and hurt you at times. You need your
Look, I think
all-rounder contributing overs. If he's not doing that, then questions need to be asked.
as an Australian fan, though, you would obviously expect someone like Pat Cummins, Lyon, and Stark to not let 9, 10, and 11 get away with runs. No matter if there is a fourth bowler or fifth bowler in the attack, surely even if they're tired, come on, they're Pat Cummins and Mitch Stark.
Course, but they've just sent down
And
20
Nathan
odd
Lyon, both
overs.
of them, or all three of them have combined have over
I
1,000
agree with you,
wickets.
but you got to consider as well, you're looking at 80% humidity, 30 degree heat. It's quite sapping, and they bowled 20 plus overs. I know you're from Mumbai, and that's funny,
I mean,
but
it's not funny. I can't accept that, these
I'm
high.
not saying that now. I'm saying when you lose a bowler in any attack, makes life difficult.
It does. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm saying it does, but the caliber that Pat Cummins and Stark have
Yeah.
should, you know what I'm saying? They are too
They
good to
should knock
let.
off 10 and 11.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because what I saw was, yes, there was a lot of short balls. There were a
Yep.
lot of short ball tactics, but from what I've seen, full, fast, and straight on the stumps, that does the
Yep.
trick every time.
Agree. There's barely any deliveries hitting the stumps in that
And that's
final
what I mean by lack of
partnership.
tactics.
Yeah. I thought they went overboard with a short ball. You can use it as a surprise tactic, but you can always go top of off. And I was mentioning that on Twitter, and I had some replies saying, look, they're tired. They've had a big day, but it takes more effort to bang the ball in halfway down.
Yeah,
You know?
exactly.
You then pitch the ball up and try hit the stumps and try hit the top of off, but it is what it is. Look, the effort from the guys in this test has been good. The performance has been good. We've dominated the game, but it's been on and off. And
I
you needed
mean,
to, if you're a chance of winning, then you needed to enforce that follow on really. But my cousin interestingly said that even if Australia did have a 200 plus lead, don't enforce the follow on because you're a bowler short. They've bowled a lot of overs, and you just got to start thinking
Exactly.
about Melbourne and Sydney.
I was actually saying, I said to a friend that I want them to enforce the follow on only because that would mean the ball the that Bumrah doesn't have to bowl again, first of all.
Yeah,
And then
yeah.
this entire and this goes about th this is about tomorrow as well. This entire batting lineup is so unpredictable at the moment. You could see
Yeah.
Jaiswal turning up and scoring 100 tomorrow for all we know. And
Yeah.
that's the thing that scares me, to be honest, because we don't know which version of this batting lineup is going to turn up, and that's really
Yeah.
scary. And that
Yeah.
should scare Australia as well, to be honest. But at this point, I was Cricket Australia, the Australian management planning team have had done their 100% best to make sure that Australia went to MCG and Sydney, possibly 3-0 up, which hasn't happened. Scheduling the first three tests at Perth, Adelaide, and Canberra, that hasn't happened, and going into MCG and SCG 1-1,
An
but
interesting excuse.
it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse, but come on. I mean, you have to admit that scheduling those three tests first gives Australia the best chance of going up in the series.
India scheduling. Where did you schedule 2023 Border Gavaskar Trophy? Delhi second test.
Yep.
Where was the first again?
But that's the thing. With India, you know what you're going to get all the time.
Course, you know what you're going to get in Australia as well. Like,
But yeah, exactly. But and that's the thing. That's the reason we still don't prepare. I don't understand that. What I'm saying is India have a higher chance of winning at MCG and SCG, and you have to admit that at SCG than they did at Perth, Adelaide, and Gabba. If you
Yeah,
were
I'd say so.
yeah, and if you were given, if you had to choose which three tests Australia will win, you would have chosen the first three. And the fact that India going into MCG 1-1, hopefully, because if I'm hoping rain happens tomorrow, so they're going into MCG 1-1, it feels like a bit of there has to be a bit of criticism on the Australian side of things as well.
Look, we've got to be on it the next game. I assume, stop start tomorrow. There's just not enough time for Australia to bat again, set a nearer target, and then bowl them out. It's just time is of the issue, and you're going to get interruptions. I think it's just an opportunity for the guys tomorrow to just get some batting practice, I think. And as you said, Bumrah, keep him out there, get some more miles in his legs, and think ahead to the next test,
That
and get
could be the
some
plan,
runs for
honestly.
Kalaja,
Do you
etc.
see like a flurry of runs, like a quick 100? Maybe Travis Head comes to open.
No. I can't see that happening. Even 100 runs, what does that give the target? About
290
three,
run, 300.
290. And you try to get him out in, you give him 60, 70 overs. And
Whatever you get, to be
what
honest,
if someone
because
does a madness from India and gets it? It's not worth the risk when you look at one all. It's not Australia have to win the game. It's not the
I mean,
last
that's
test of
how
the season. If it
England
was the
plays,
last
doesn't it?
test,
That's how
yes.
England plays. Come on, what are we doing as Indian and Australian fans? That's how England plays
Oh
cricket.
yeah, they're the benchmark, mate. 400 plus runs defeat twice this year, by the
Yep.
way. England, oh goodness me. Man. Yeah, I what's the point now? Just get the guys batting and get some practice in, get some runs in. And there's a lot of positives to take out of this game. Like it's a bit frustrating from an Aussie perspective that we had a chance today with more play than I thought we would have got, but there's some positives in this game with Travis Head's performance, Steve Smith's 100, and I still think Stark's bowling very well, and so is Pat Cummins.
Look, I mean,
There's
yeah.
things to like there, but there's more
I
question marks still.
mean, there was a lot of play today. It was enough for Australia to bowl India out and put them back in.
We take our chances there. That Steve Smith catch
Yep.
should have been taken. And then you look, losing a bowler for any team's tough, and the guys did fought hard and nearly got it done in the end in terms of trying to enforce that follow on. But look, it's not the end of the world, and regroup quickly and get things right immediately for Boxing Day, because Australia got some question marks we're talking about, but India got some question marks. We talk about India's batting, Nash, but I think your captain has to be better too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how you deal with Australia and how your top order fares against a new ball,
Absolutely. I
25,
think
30
this top
overs.
order doesn't have any excuses anymore. They have to show up for MCG and SCG. The top three batters have to play 50 balls each. That's the mantra that they have to use. That's the key to getting a good score. Don't feel the scoreboard pressure. Don't let the pressure scoreboard pressure bog you down. Just keep playing 50 balls each. The opening partnership has to survive 10 to 15 overs. Don't worry about the score. Get through the early overs. Get the ball. Make the ball old for the middle order, and let the middle order do their job. Because you got someone like Rishabh Pant, Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma, who can, all three of them can hit the ball really nicely. If they get the right platform, I think they will come into their own as well. we haven't seen the best of Rishabh Pant yet,
We
and
haven't
that
set a
should be,
platform for him. Yeah.
and that should
Yeah.
be, that could be scary for Australia as well. So, if this batting lineup, especially after what KL has done, what Jadeja and what Nitish Kumar Reddy, especially those three players today, I mean, they were the standout for India. KL Rahul, I'm so happy for that guy finally getting the performances that he had, you know, the someone of his class should have got a lot of times before, but finally he's getting his dues and he's getting the
Yeah.
performances in as well, and really showcasing what talent he has and what skill level he has. So, yeah, those three players, Jadeja showing why he's literally the number one all-rounder in the world.
Well, I was tweeting today. I said that surely confirms Jadeja as the guy
Yeah, it does.
to be in your team for the rest of the series because
Yep.
he's a fantastic batsman, great
Yep.
fielder, and
Yep.
you use him properly with the ball. Like the thing for India, which I'll talk about the captaincy. He's bowling around the wicket, leg stump into an onside field that's spread to the deep. I'm like, you've got Jadeja there who's turning the ball a little bit, use him a bit differently.
Yep.
If he's going to bowl around the wicket, use that angle across the left-hander, get the slip in play. If you can get one to come in and spin in a little bit, you've got the LBW and bowled there as well. You got a top-class cricketer there, and he batted beautifully today. He really did.
And you know, moments like today, with awarding the follow on, Akashdeep smashing Pat Cummins over long on for that massive six. I think these moments bring a team together. No, I
He
would
batted
say the
very
same thing
well.
even if they were Australia. You know, even if Josh Hazlewood would have smacked
Yeah,
Bumrah over the
there
top,
were
I would
still
have said
30.
these moments. Yeah, these moments bring a team closer, and they inspire others to do wonderful things as well. And hopefully this does wonderful things for the Indian top order in the MCG and SCG as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, the series is very nicely set up. I think there'll be some two cracking test matches. I do expect the MCG pitch to be different to the last two Border Gavaskar trophies. There has been more spice in the MCG pitch in recent years, including in the Sheffield Shield in the
I'll be there
Australia
on
A.
Boxing Day. I'll be there on Boxing Day.
Oh, lucky you. That's fantastic. And it's going to be a massive crowd. Fingers crossed the weather's great. And then Sydney, hopefully the weather is good there as well. Sydney's always iffy. But hopefully the weather's good here. And it should be a cracking finish to the series, provided it is 1-all, which I expect it to be.
And
But yeah,
the thing is,
there's a few storylines and narratives going into Melbourne, which is great.
the thing is, to win the trophy for Australia, for Pat Cummins to have his hands on the trophy, he needs both the wins, or one win and one draw. But
No, we
for
cannot lose again. Cannot lose again
yeah,
now.
for India to retain the trophy, they just need one win. You
Yes,
know,
correct.
and that's a big, that's why I keep saying for India to reach this point in the series, 1-1 is a massive win in itself. You know, it's both teams now don't have their eyes on the World Test Championship. You know, it must be in the back of their mind, but at this stage, it's the next two tests, is the Border Gavaskar Trophy and
Yes.
what happens there.
If you do the business in the Border Gavaskar Trophy, the World Test Championship takes care of itself, and we need this trophy. We've been, it's been 4 times in a row we haven't had our hands on it, haven't won it, so it's long overdue. But yeah, the selection issues with Australia. You selected a Hazlewood who was he 100% fit going into the test? Only they will know. And you're picking an all-rounder who's not bowling. You can't afford to be taking these risks. That's my point. You got Scott Boland there, who's more than capable of doing the job. He's shown that time and again in Australia. Quality bowler.
That's why
He'll play at the MCG.
that's
He'll
why I
play at the
keep saying to
MCG.
my Aussie friends, and don't be too worried about Hazlewood being out. You got a perfect replacement in Boland, and he's
No, no
MCG
doubt
player.
about that. That look, Hazlewood's a class bowler, great record, but he's got injured at a time when we needed our three fast bowlers bowling. That's just all it is. It's affected us in this game, but Boland will come in and do a job at the MCG. He loves that ground, and I can't wait to see him bowl on Boxing Day on the Boxing Day test. So, should be great. Should be great. Thanks, Nash. Thanks
Thank
to all the
you.
listeners, the viewers. You can subscribe to us on CrickBlog TV or follow us on Instagram and X at CrickBlogPod for a whole bunch of reels coverage on the Border Gavaskar Trophy. It's beautifully set up. After the number 10 and 11 got India past the follow on.
They're
Big
still
moment.
going. They're still going. They're not out. So, yeah.
Yeah, not out. Who knows what they'll do tomorrow? It'll be very interesting indeed. So, thanks, Nash. Thanks to all the
Thank
viewers, and
you.
we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.